Late-night comedy and talk shows are set to go back into production early in January, but without their writers, who are on strike, it's a lot of laughs for just one funny guy to produce. Meanwhile, major award shows, including the Golden Globes, Emmys, and Oscars, have been denied waivers by the striking Writers Guild, meaning that the award shows may go on, but without the opening monologue or snappy patter. Nikki Fink has been covering the strike at DeadlineHollywoodDaily.com. She joins us from Los Angeles. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
And how do Stephen Colbert, Jay Leno, David Letterman do their shows without writers?
Some shows are more writer-dependent than others. For instance, Colbert's show, that's pretty much all writer-written. Are you going to have a complete half hour of just him doing an interview? Now, of course, we have a totally different situation right now with David Letterman. Unlike everybody else, Letterman owns his show. His company, Worldwide Pants, puts on not only The Late Show on CBS, it also puts on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. Now, what Letterman has been trying to do, as well as his CEO, Rob Burnett, is to obtain what's known as an interim agreement with the Writers Guild. Basically, it says, look, we will agree to whatever contract you guys eventually decide that you're going to have with the AMPTP, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. And we will do a deal with you for any residuals you want. Just let us go back on the air with our writers. Letterman is trying to say, look, this is going to be good for you because if you can do a side agreement with us, you can do a side agreement with other organizations. Now, the opposite side of this argument is that Worldwide Pants is going to be creating revenue for CBS. CBS is one of the eight companies who basically comprise the producers. So the writers see it this way, which is you're helping the enemy. You get to go to work while the other writers are walking the picket line. Where is the fairness?
When those shows go back into production early in January, will a lot of big-name Hollywood talent who've been outspoken activists be put in the position of having to cross a picket line, and will they do it?
The big question is, if Letterman is allowed to go with his writers back on the show, the presumption would be that the Screen Actors Guild would more or less say, this is a show that's okay for you to go to. And therefore, they would flock there. On the other hand, the same thing with the award shows. I mean, right now, the Golden Globes is in January. No one knows if the Golden Globes is going to go on because nobody knows right now what the Screen Actors Guild is going to do in terms of crossing the picket line.
Nikki Fink of DeadlineHollywoodDaily.com, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
This is NPR News.